You are back in the zone, live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Ever just go for a ride, get so sick of it, feeling like you're dying inside. The same town, same people get to wearing you down. Same job, same pay, same monotonous town. Get so jaded, the bottle of booze gets so faded. But ain't there nothing to do but get wasted? I'm anxious, praying someone take me away. Never mind, I got my truck, let's go ride through the country.
I like that.
What's up, McCall? Cat Bailey.
You're on the back road.
This is a little less rappy, a little more singing. Oh my gosh, you're showing your versatility. You guys
are
amazing.
Give the proper introduction so folks know.
Ladies and gentlemen, your favorite hip-hop star in all the land, the pride of Lakeside High School here in Hot Springs. Cat Bailey. What's that?
Talented guy.
You know, I introduced Justin Moore the other night.
He's on iTunes.
I'm introducing all the country stars. I'm going to introduce Brad Paisley, too. I'm amazing.
I don't think you're going to do that. But this is great, man. This is a local guy.
Cat
Bailey, Lakeside High School. He's on iTunes. Got six songs on iTunes. You can purchase all six individually, 99 cents. All of them, $5.94. Hip-hop. I love it. Sold.
I
need to support
that.
This guy.
I appreciate that.
He sings about the wrong brand of trucks occasionally, but hey, nobody's perfect.
Listen, in your next song, the Ford F-150 is the best-selling truck in America. So
if I holler at him, I better get a free one.
Holla!
Pat's trying to get a...
Get in line, bro.
Pat's just trying to get one to borrow for a week. So the new album, Summertime Sunset.
Yep.
How long have you been working on that?
2 years, but I could have had it done in about a month. But with how labels move, you know, it's take forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
So who do you collaborate with on your songs?
I've collabed with Bubba Sparks, Georgia boy.
He's been in, he played over at the Juanita's downtown last year, I think, or 2 years ago.
Yeah. Mr. Booty Booty himself.
I'm always curious about the creative process because, like with us, there's not a lot of planning. It's just kind of winging it, and nobody gets offended if you say something stupid or if they disagree. That's part of what we do. Mm-hmm. But when you disagree in a creative atmosphere, I'm fascinated by that. I actually was talking to Justin Moore about this the other day, and he said he works with this producer, and they – you know, but I'm always curious. It's like, as the artist, I assume you get final say-so, but, you know, you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. And I guess you get comfortable enough with somebody where it's like, I don't know, man, I'm not feeling that.
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's pretty much how it works. Me and I work with a guy named Five Star. He produced the Colt Ford Dirt Road Anthem song that
Aldean
wanted to do.
You bet.
And we about got in a fist fight one night over a song. It's like, all right, man, you've had too many beers. You need to go home. I was like, no, I'm not having it.
Do you tape those recordings? Do you write them down? As Matty T was talking about Straight Outta Compton and how there's a scene with Snoop Dogg and some of the guys, and it just flowing, and all of a sudden it becomes a song.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's writing anything down.
Yeah.
Nobody's going.
That's a good way to get, like, you know, good vibes, just freestyling, because it comes from the top of your head, so you're not really, like, you don't really have the filter of you know, your pen to paper, then reading it and picking that up and coming through. It's all from the top of the head. So it sounds more natural, and I feel like you get a lot better vibes when you do that.
Were you always doing this in high school?
Yeah.
Were you always
singing,
rapping?
High school.
Where did you start?
I started in college, but, that's pretty much the extent of it. We started out doing the urban rap, trying to be gangsta.
Was there
gangsta?
I mean, at some point, did you ever feel when did you become fearless and say, give me the mic? I'm going to get in front of everybody. And
the first time I watched 8 Mile.
Really? Seriously?
No. Yeah, I watched 8 Mile, and I was like, man, I'm better than B-Rabbit. Let me get that microphone. I started rapping. Yep.
You, my friend, are a piece of work. That
Animal.
Is funny.
Yep.
So what was the next step in what you're doing? I know you take some time off now. You've got these songs out on iTunes. Yep. Is it now you're going to performing in different places? You hit the studio back again? What do you do?
I'm just chilling. It's been so much effort and work getting this thing out finally that I'm just I'm going down to Kingsland in a few days.
Really?
Probably. Have you ever heard of Kingsland?
It's Kingsland, like, that's what Johnny Cash was
Yeah,
for.
Right. Yeah, right.
What are you doing? I thought there's only one house, and it's Johnny Cash's.
And my buddy Rob's house. There's two houses.
Is that where you get your inspiration?
Yep.
How would you describe your genre? Because on iTunes, you're under country.
Man, it's...
But you're country plus.
Yeah. If you go into it expecting to hear a country song, you're going to be disappointed. It's rap music, and then nowadays with our generation or younger generation, even most country people listen to rap music. So I feel like it's not fair that they have to listen to rap music that's like street, they don't know about that. So
you're rapping about things that are relevant to them.
Relevant to
the hip hop crowd, yeah.
Right. What's the best advice you've gotten so far up to this point from somebody?
Go on the buzz. Talk about your music.
Go on the buzz.
Become very popular.
Yeah. I mean, it's serious. Somebody had to probably sit down at some point and say, hey, son, here's how it's going to go. Get ready.
My boy Bubba Sparks does that every time he drinks, and I never remember. I swear. It's like.
You need to record. You need to walk around with a recorder.
Well, a couple of them just be like,
What's been the most difficult thing that you've had to deal with?
Patience.
Yeah.
In the industry.
Do people look at you and say, my God, man, you're a scrawny white dude. What are you doing rapping?
They don't want it.
So when are you going to start performing outside of the studio?
I'm probably going to get a band together in the next few weeks, months. I've really been focusing on writing. I love writing, and I feel like there's more money to be made versus the effort of
money to be
traveling.
Made writing for you or writing for someone else?
Other people.
Yeah. So you get paid twice, right? Because you can write it and perform it if you do want
I'd rather write, though. Like, if I wrote a song for, like, Florida Georgia Line or Justin, it'd be like...
Not acre, but more, I assume it means. Yeah, because I'm not... Justin, you don't want me singing.
Don't sell yourself short. You are short, but don't sell yourself.
But, I'd make more money, because they'd go out and perform in front of 60,000 people, and I'd get royalties.
Yeah.
Versus me performing in front of 30 people and getting, like, $1,000 check at the end of the night.
But do you have aspirations of playing in front of big crowds?
Yeah, I'd love to. I would love to. If it came, I don't know if I have the patience to, work till it gets there. I'd rather just get a handout,
Wouldn't we all?
It's not how it works.
Mm-mm,
yeah.
Mm-mm. What are your favorite Arkansas artists that you follow? We got Barrett Baber, who's been on the show with us many times, and he's hit the big time. And he's playing, actually, where on Friday night? Is Babe's at?
He's at Stickies.
9 p.m.
Right, and he's been paying his dues for a long time.
Working, hard work. I like Justin. I mean, everyone's got to love Justin.
Moore. Let's make
Justin
that clear.
Moore, yeah. And is he in Nashville now?
No, he's in Central Arkansas.
He'll be here Sunday in Hot Springs.
He's playing the FLW deal. Yeah, he's playing the concert at the FLW. You got to go over there and butter him up a little bit.
That'd be nice.
He's a good dude.
Introduce me.
If I make it down, I for sure would. But you need to go. Just go up and say hello. He's very approachable.
He's probably listening right now.
I think that's unlikely.
Riding his ant around his
Pat made
front
fun
yard.
Of Pat was killing me the other day.
Tony needs to get on a rap song with me. He could sing the hook, and I could rap the verses.
That would be fun.
Oh, my gosh. Arkansas.
I bet he would get down for that. He is very country, though. I don't think he listens to any music outside of the country. He is purist. And he lives the life. I mean, he likes to drink cold beer. He likes to hang out with his wife and kids. He likes to do his stuff with his buddies, and he drives a truck, and he's as country can be.
Right.
I don't know if he's, but you're rapping about the right thing. So,
and I
know he likes to help out a brother.
Yeah.
So.
He did a song with Miranda Lambert, right?
Yeah.
Right. That was sort of out of his comfort zone, and he nailed it.
Right.
She's country, though.
Yeah, she's
she's poppy.
She wasn't rapping, though.
No, but she's poppy. Listen, the one thing that I know about Justin's fans is many of them love it because of he is hardcore country. Miranda Lambert's more of a poppy girl. I would put her.
Yeah.
Poppy.
She's not quite. I wouldn't say she's reached like Taylor Swift poppiness.
No,
she's still
but
more country than
Taylor
that.
Taylor Swift's so hot, though.
Yeah, you two would make a great couple.
You like Taylor?
Oh, yeah,
you're
no.
both long and lean. You guys should make some long, lean, singing kids.
Sunday. Yeah?
No.
I had a guy tell me that he was going to hook me up with Miley Cyrus.
No, why would you want that?
I don't know.
Well, you're out. We can't
everyone,
talk to you anymore. No,
even
we can't.
Though people hate her, I feel like everyone would just be like, oh, my gosh, that's Miley when they see her. I don't
she's
know.
Gross, dude.
No, she's
gross.
Not.
Nobody's going to think that's cool.
It. Don't listen to Acre.
I'd rather you hook up with Billy Ray Cyrus, actually.
Oh, my Lord.
Come on. She's gross, dude.
Don't do me like that.
No, she's yucky. I mean, stop. She looks like she's
gross.
Yeah,
my mom wouldn't like that.
No, it's nasty.
I have a good time, though.
Taylor Swift would be fantastic.
You could write a song for her, though.
Ooh.
She plays in front of thousands.
She does.
Oh, Miley.
Oh, stop it. So
yeah,
what's next?
But she'll be singing it, though, so think about that.
So what's next for you, other than trying to butter people up? You're just going to keep writing?
Yeah.
Now, how do you get with artists to write something for them? How do you reach out to them and go, hey?
You have to get a pub deal, and it's like.
We need to work on that.
A pub deal?
I know people.
It's like publishing, like. Freestyle with like Sony.
Dugan's pub deal. I said, I get you Dugan's pub deal right now.
You don't, you're on the Bills, Pat. You don't speak the lingo. You know, us people in the biz, you know, we know pub means
yeah,
publish.
You're in the biz. You're in the biz,
I'm giving you the business. Oh, man.
So
there's a little more. That means we got to go to a break.
Yeah. What else? Anything else?
How's your sister doing?
Hey.
What did we, she's the one that made the initial arrangements here. Okay. She made the mushatas, as they say.
Really? She's good.
Yeah, she's your favorite advocate, buddy.
She's so great. She's good girl. She's engaged.
Engaged. Is she really?
Yeah, and I hope they get married because he's a solid fella. Chris, I love you.
Well, if they're engaged, I imagine the odds are. I like your chances. I like your chances better than Pat's chances of winning a Tiger Woods bet with me ever again. We're double or nothing this week.
You ever heard of Tiger Woods? He's number one right now.
Bad deal.
He's actually not even number one in the tournament he's playing. And
he's number two.
Dude, you're like seven spots behind him in the world golf rankings right now. Relax.
Buddy, what is he?
He's like 278.
No, you're not.
Oh, number two in the thing.
In the tournament right now.
What were we just talking about? Some guy said that he can't find you on iTunes. How do you spell Cap Bailey?
C-A-P-B-A-I-L-E-Y. So I'm go to the front page of the country genre. I'm right there next to Luke Bryan. Holla, holla.
You and Luke Bryan have a lot in common.
What's the name of the...
Except he's annoying.
What's the name of your album?
Me?
No, Luke. I like your music better than Luke.
What's the name of your album?
Summertime Sunset.
And we need people to leave positive reviews to counter the negative people that aren't expecting country rap when they hear this, right?
Yeah.
Is that right, Cap?
Haters, man. Yeah, it's crazy.
Hate. You know, I think a wise woman once said, haters gonna hate.
A lion does not bat his eyes to the opinion of sheep.
That's what I always say. I like to say the king does not concern himself with the musings of the court jester. But that's
no, but he actually does. See, you're completely, that's like the king, that's the whole job of the court jester is to amuse the king.
Okay.
It's like, it makes no sense
you know what
you're
right.
saying.
How about the lion does not concern himself with the musings of the hyena?
Hyenas are pests, man.
Okay. Hyenas are hilarious, though. Right. They're laughing about everything. I love telling jokes to hyenas. They think everything's funny.
I'd like to have a pet hyena.
Would you really?
On a big chain.
What would you name him? Miley?
What's the hyena? Yeah. Come here, Miley. That's kind of freaky a little bit.
Yeah, I bet she'd down. She'd
what's
down
the for... hyena's name on Lion King? You know,
I don't remember. Maddie T, remember that? Is that the one that's Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi Goldberg does
Whoopi
voice
Goldberg,
one
and then Cheech and Chong, dude, and then who was the other one? There was like three of them, I think.
Oh, the whole hyena family?
Oh, they had bad intentions. Bad intentions. They tried to get Simba in trouble.
Yeah, do this in the break point. I want you to come up with a list. What animal had the more movies made about them? Because ants are up there.
They're not.
Grasshoppers as well.
No, they've had one movie, dude. They're not.
Ant-Man.
That's an
ant with Woody Allen.
Ant with Woody Allen.
Ants.
I don't know that one.
He's the head guy,
oh,
Woody Allen.
It's an animated. That's called, ants.
Ants. Okay, that's two. Yeah, two movies. You know how many lion movies there have been?
How many?
Now, movies about lions or movies that have lions in them?
The cat documentary.
They're one of the
because
top.
Like lion, there was a lion in, Out of Africa. There was a lion in, what's that movie about the two lions that were causing all kinds of problems? No, they were like doing this construction deal, and then like the lions were. It was a good movie. It was
pigs have a movie about them.
Pigs, yeah, they do. Like one, I think, maybe two babes.
Babe. Oh, hey, a little bit about what about Charlotte's Web? Hello, Wilbur.
Spider.
Mr. Spider.
Probably dogs. Dogs and cats probably lead the category.
Yeah, dogs. I mean, it's all about dogs. Dogs rule.
Many earbuds.
It's not close. I think hippos need more movies, even though they're violent. Kill
you know
people.
What the hippos have that very few animals have or insects? They have a game. Hungry, hungry hippo.
Yeah, it's
how many other animals can say that?
The alligator game where the balls go all across the little circle and they chomp, chomp, chomp.
No, dude, that's
hungry, hungry hippos.
Oh. Yeah. You can use that with any
hey, hungry, Justin, hungry, is that the movie you're talking about on Kevin, number line two there?
What's that?
Is that the movie you're talking about on line two?
Ghost in the Darkness. Kevin.
Yeah, the Ghost in the
Darkness. Who was in? Was that
Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer and Michael.
We don't party like that, dude.
Yeah. See, back in the day, Val Kilmer fought lions that were trying to eat stuff. Now they want to eat Val Kilmer because he weighs like 370.
What about gorillas and monkeys?
Gorillas in the Mist with Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney.
What about Planet of the Apes? I bet apes have had a lot of films, dude.
A lot. That probably wins, actually.
Yeah. All right, Kevin. Those. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. That would have bothered me all day. All right, check out some Cap Bailey music. Go to iTunes. Spend your money, by golly, and support your local artists.
Fly even has one after him.
Yeah, there have actually been a couple versions of The Fly. Jeff Goldblum, Finest Hour. And Gina Davis, she was in there. Well, he looked bad, boy. He went bad now. His skin got nasty.
That was so gross. He's like picking pieces of his face off.
Oh, and he puked his food up and swallowed it. It was so... sorry for those of you eating.
It was gross.
Real quick, Trim Man.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, bub.
Everybody's happy about this Brad Paisley concert. Do y'all not remember Brad Paisley burning the Razorback rug?
Yeah, Kevin Crash yesterday said that everybody's made amends. It was a prank against a prank. It's okay, man.
He's done a show at Verizon since then wearing a Razorback shirt.
Yeah,
the hog call.
All's forgiven, big guy.
All right.
Trim man, I know you're a very passionate Razorback fan. Don't hold it against the guy. We all make mistakes.
All right, I'll give it to him.
Yeah, all right, appreciate it. Now, if they try to pass Josh Duggar off or Jared from Subway as an opening act, we might have a problem. But other than that, I'm cool.
Well, I know one thing, boys, and I know one thing really well. Sportclips.com, you want to look good for a concert? You want to look good for your girl or your guy or your fans? Sportclips can help you with that. The website, sportclips.com, locations all throughout this fine state. We will be at Sport Clips in Bryant next week. Come on down, hang out with us. There's a Sport Clips here in Hot Springs. You got a couple in Little Rock, Conway, Searcy, you name it. Pep it all throughout this fine state. You deserve an MVP treatment. Legendary hot towel. You get the relaxing shampoo, invigorating scalp massage, and a precision haircut every single time. There's really not much of a wait. You don't need an appointment. You just walk in, get your hair cut, walk out, get treated like an MVP. And there are TVs in the waiting area and at the cutting station, so you can keep up with the Tom Brady issue with the NFL. Hashtag Free Brady. Sportclips.com is the website. We'll be back. It's The Zone live from Riser Ford with Cat Bailey and a little summertime sunset.
Thing is problems, there ain't no such thing as worries. When you say my name, it eases all the pain in a hurry. The way you whisper to me makes it 400 degrees, and it's a notch or two hotter when we're up under the sheets. The first time I heard you say it, it was driving me wild.